Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Tzadikei, mitzvah 195. And the Isser is entitled, Shalola Galos Ervas Habas, not to reveal the nakedness of one's daughter. So if we look in the Psukim, as we always look in the Psukim, we will reach a dead end. This could be the only mitzvah, if not, it's one of the few mitzvos, that is not based on a pasuk in Chumash. Unbelievable. I think every other Sefer HaChinuch, just look around. Shene'emar, Shene'emar, Shene'emar. Almost every mitzvah has a Shene'emar. And this one does not have any Shene'emar. Where's the pasuk? There is no pasuk. Again, one of the, probably, I don't know if that's the only one or one of the few. Well, the first 194 were based on psukim. So we'll see the next couple hundred. But this is one of the only ones that is not based on a pasuk. What's it based on? The last two mitzvahs that we discussed at the end of last week was the isser of granddaughter, son's daughter and daughter's daughter. So Chazal learned out, if the Torah asser son's daughter and daughter's daughter, so then mistama daughter is usser as well, though there is no explicit pasuk assering daughter. Says the Chinuch now, Shalola Galos Ervas Habas, not to reveal the nakedness of a daughter. Vizos lo nizbara b'lashon Torah. It's not there. Right, if you look in the Torah, the psukim that we're talking about, yeah, it has last the pasuk yud. Ervas bas bincho, bas bincho lo sagal ervascha, ki ervascha heina. What's the next pasuk? Ervas bas eisha savicha mole zavicha. That's tomorrow's mitzvah. Bez Hashem. That's the your sister achos menav bas eisha saviv. So where's this mitzvah? There's now pasuk. It's not there. The iser of daughter. Vezoslo desbara blasher haTorah shiomar kasuv ervas bitcha lo segale. There is no such pasuk. Umepnei kain lo ba alea kasuv meforash lefi shein tzorach bo. There is no need for it. Why is there no need for it? Because it says a distant daughter, let's call it, is usher. So if a distant daughter is usher, so then mistama, I'm only saying mistama now, I'm not saying which halachic mechanism we're using, the chinuch will explain that in a minute, but mistama, the daughter, which is the most primary daughter, is usher as well. Why? The kivan she'asra ha-torah bas ha-ben u-bas ha-bas, shehen rechokos bimena, since the Torah ushers the distant daughters, right, the granddaughters, ain't sarach lomar shehi asura. So you don't have to say that a daughter is asur, based on two halachic mechanisms. Number one, tekal v'chomer who? Tekal v'chomer, tekal v'chomer. If granddaughter is asur, surely daughter is asur. But as one might remember, that is not enough to have a separate isur based on a kal v'chomer, because of the problem he's going to mention in a minute. But that is why we have va'olim du'a v'zichronim levracha b'gzeirah shava. That's why we also have a gzeirah shava that needs to be worked here. The imakal v'chomer greida, because if it's just based on a kal v'chomer, we know havi yalfinan la lo haya adam nidon aleha. A person would not be able to be punished based on a kal v'chomer to kaimalon, because we hold machlokas in the Gemara, but we hold ein on shin min hadin. One cannot give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. So because of that, that wouldn't be good enough. So that's why the Gemara, Chazal, and Maseches Sanhedrin have to darshan gzeirah shava to teach me the punishment as well. Mishar shi mitzvah kasavna lamala, mashi yicholnu ladera klal b'chol ha'arayah. So we already mentioned earlier, this is another one of those relatives. Remember what we mentioned from the Rambam, from the Ramban, from the Sefer HaChinuch, from Rav Hirsch, from the Zayin LaTorah, all of those ideas that we mentioned when it comes to the Isser of relatives. Okay, a couple of points to mention. Number one is the, let's start off with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Rambam says, beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. Why is this in Hilchos Tumas Meis? You'll see, the Rambam brings in our halacha. So the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Rambam says, Hameis betami b'maga u'b'masa u'b'ohel. Tumas Shiva. A dead body, a corpse can make me tummy in three different ways. If I touch it, if I carry it, even if I'm not touching it, or if I'm under the same roof. Tumas Ohel, Maga, Masa, and Ohel. All of those are make me tummy for 7 days. Most things make a person tummy for a day. If I touch a sheretz, I'm tummy for a day. Shechva Zera makes me tummy for a day. Almost all tumas make you tummy for a day. Tumas Meis is an exception. Saras is another exception. But Tumas Meis makes you tummy for 7 days. Where do you know that from? Says the Rambam. V'tumas Maga v'Ohel mefurashin b'Torah. Maga and Ohel are mefurish. They're explicit. Shneamar hanogia b'meis l'chol nefesh adam v'tamei shivas yamim. So pasuk mefurish in parshas chukas v'neamar v'nomar kol haba el ha'ohel v'chol asher ba'ohel yitma shivas yamim. That's mefurish. So I know maga and I know ohel. How do you know masa? How do you know masa b'tamei yom ohel? Nowhere in the Torah. Tumas masa mipi hashmua v'kal v'chomer advarim. It's a kal v'chomer. What's a kal vachomer? Im nevela shehi tumas erev ve'ena matami ba'ohel. Nevela, a piece of meat of an animal that did not get shechted. Right, nevela. If nevela, if I touch nevela, I'm only tummy for one day. Tumas erev. Ve'ena matami ba'ohel. And it is not matami bi ba'ohel. If I'm in the same house as a nevela, it doesn't make me tummy. And yet matama b'masa shenemar vanosi as nevlasam. There's a first pasuk by nevela. If you carry a nevela, you're tummy. Say if nevela, which is the more makel type of mitame of item that transmits tumah. If nevela, which only makes you tummy for a day, and it does make you tummy by oil, that's batami through masa hamesla kol shekein. So surely a dead body should make you batami by masa. Uman nevela, and we continue. Shem maga'a tumas erev, masa tumas erev. Just like nevela, its tumah that it gives by touching is equal that its tumah that it gives by carrying one day. Afames shemago tumas shiva, masa tumas shiva. So to mace, its maga and masa are equal. That's why it's tummy for 7 days. That's the first half of the Rambam. So far, so good. Nothing to do with us. Then the Rambam says, Ein tumas masa b'mace b'divrei sofrim ela din Torah. Don't think this is derabanan, because it's learned out, it's not mafurish. Tumas masa daraisa. If I carry a dead body, and then I walk into the base of Mikdash, I eat a carbon, I'm chayiv. Chayiv daraisa. This is daraisa. What do you mean? It's not mafurish of the pasuk. Says the Rambam, it doesn't matter. It's learned out from this limud. And then the Rambam says, the yireli. Whenever he says Yireli, we always know. Our ears perk up. He's saying something on his own, not based on an earlier source. The Yireli, Shezeh, Sheshasak Mimena HaKasuv. Why didn't the Torah mention it? Why didn't the Torah say Tumas Masa? It said Mag and Ohel. Why? It's just like a left out Bas. Here we're going. Kederach Sheshasak Miyisra Bas. Just like the Torah left out the Isser of living with your daughter, so too it left out the Isser of living of Tumas Mase. By masa, why? Lefish asa beferish afilu basabas, because even granddaughter is aser. Vishasak, and what's the third example? May iser achilas basar b'chalav. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. You could read it 20 times. You're not allowed to eat basar b'chalav. Doesn't say that anywhere. All it says is not allowed to cook basar b'chalav. Lefish asa beferish afilu bishulo. Kach shasak b'tomas masa b'meis. Lefish atami beferish afilu ahalo kol shekein masa'o. So the Rabbah says, there are three cases where the Torah leaves out an explicit Isser, but we learn it out from an Isser. So again, Tumas Masa, we said, is this the only example? Tumas Masa isn't his own mitzvah. It's not one of the 613 Tumas Masa. It's a detail in Tumas Mase. That doesn't count. And Basa B'chalav, it's not its own. There's a separate Isser of cooking and of eating. So, but it says it more than once. So you can say it's also based on a pasuk. Lo Sovasha, we interpret as Lo So. One of them is Lo Sochal. So it's still not simple to hear. Bas doesn't say it anywhere. We have separate serum of granddaughter, and Bas is just learned out from them without based on any pasuk. So I think it's still unique, even in this group of three. But that's the Rambam. Tumas, put them together. Tumas Masa, and the Isser of Bas, and Tumas, eating Basa B'chalav. Those are the three. So ask the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. Einon Shimin Adin. If this is all based on a Kal V'chomer, like the Chinuch says here, so how do we put anybody to death? How do we give anybody Chayiv Kares based on a Kares that Kadosh Baruch Hu could do? But how do we give anybody a punishment based on Masa, based on eating Basa B'chalav? What? He said, if even the cooking is also surely the eating. If even the carrying, even the oil is also surely the carrying. So says the Rambam. The Yesh Lomar, says the Kesef Mishnah right there. Shemeacher shebas habas ena asura ela machmas habas shehi ima memela mashma shehi asura ve'en kanon shemen adin. Says the Kesef Mishnah, very important yisod. What's going on here? It's not a kal v'chomer in the normal sense. Like when we say, if granddaughter is us, or surely daughter is us. Or no, that would be ena oshemen adin. Why isn't this a violation of oshemen adin? Even without the gzeirah shava. Right? We say kal v'chomer separately. But why wouldn't it be? Because a kal v'chomer is you have two separate ideas, two things not connected to each other. Here, what we mean by the kal v'chomer is that granddaughter is really an outgrowth of daughter. So once granddaughter is usher, that's assuming, and the given is that daughter is usher. Is that if granddaughter, surely this is more chamor. No, it's not just saying it's not more chamor, but it itself is an outgrowth of the Isser of Bas. It's a distant grand, it's a distant daughter, and this is a close daughter. So that's why this might not be shaykh. You know Shemin Adin? That's by a regular kal v'chomer. This isn't a regular kal v'chomer. It's more of what we would call a gilui milsa. It's Megala, once the granddaughter is usher, it's Megala, of course daughter is usher. But not because of a kal v'chomer, but because at root, the Isser of granddaughter is daughter. That's the root isser of granddaughter, and that's why it would be usser. And then he says, what about basav chalav? It seems to be somewhat different, but then he quotes, that's the famous Kasa Mishnah, Siyag Dar Isa. This is an example where we have the Torah asering A, so you don't come to do B. Basav chalav mikivan sha'asar bishulo, havi bechalo socha kol toeva, koshatati lecha, harba tochal, I'm sorry, the next line, demash bishlo asar torah levashal, elakadeshalo yavo lechol. Ubemeis mashma the gilui milsa ba'amahu. It's a gilui milsa because masa is included in OL. Okay, but either way, that's an important Rambam relating to the, what is the source for this isser? Is it Kalvachomer? Is it Xereshava? The Rambam doesn't say anything about the Xereshava, and the Kesef Mishnah explains because maybe it's not a Kalvachomer in the normal sense. It's just saying the bas is the root isser of bas habas. That is number one. And remember the Lekach Tov that we've mentioned many times that lists off all of the siyag daraisas. That is the Lekach Tov. You want to look it up in Simin Ches. In Klal Ches, we'll see you again if we have time at the end. We'll go through some more of them, all the halachas. But this is number three out of like 20 that he brings. Number three is this example of the Kesa Mishnah in Ilkus Tumas Meis. I can fairly say that he made this Kesa Mishnah famous. Right, the Rebbe Yosef Engel has it on the list of Siyag Daraisas. It's not what you would think it is. Basav Chalav is not here. It's usually in Machalos Asuros. But the Kesa Mishnah is in Ilkus Tumas Meis. So that's the Siyag Daraisa. He's the one who says it. Okay, there are other examples. We'll leave that for now. Number one. Number two, the other important ha'ara that we need to mention is the Rambam in the Sharashim. And that is, we know that this halacha is learned out from a Gzeira Shava. And we count it as a mitzvah. Do we count all Gzeira Shavas as separate mitzvahs? Every halacha that we learn out from Gzeira Shava, we count as a mitzvah? So says the Rambam, of course not. This is an exception to the rule. This is the Rambam's second Shorish. We know the Rambam starts off Sefer Mitzvahs with all of his Shorashim, with his rules, his 14 rules and regulations. When do you count the mitzvah? When do you not count the mitzvah? Shorish Aleph is the long discussion of you don't count mitzvahs Durabanan in the 613. That's the Rambam's Yesod against some Gaonim. But number two, what's the second rule the Rambam says? Not everything learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos is a mitzvah daraisa, counted in the 613. It might be a din daraisa. Everything that we learn out from Gzeira Shava, Hekish, Davar L'Meme and Yana, all those could be daraisa. But you don't count it as separate mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, Ein roi limnos koma shelomeidim ba'achas mishosh es remidosh atarni reshes bahein. Ob mi ribui. Kfar biyarnu. Says the Rambam, I've already explained. Look in Pirshim Mishnayis. She rov dini ha-Torah. Yatsu b'shlosh es remidosh atarni reshes bahein. The Rambam says, I think we mentioned this a long time ago, not recently, so I'll say it again. The Rambam says in his introduction to Pirshim Mishnah, there are five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Five. Number one is Pirushim ha-Mekubalim ipi Moshe Rabbeinu. We have Misorah about certain halachas, pre-Eitz Hadar being an Esrog. How do we know that? The Gemara talks about it. How do we know that it's Dafke an Esrog? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us, and it's been transmitted. That's category one. Pirush Rambam Kubalim Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. Category two is what we call halacha Moshe Misinai. Those are two separate categories. The Rambam talks about the difference between them. One has machlokas about them, one doesn't. But there are certain halachas where the Gemara says halacha Moshe Misinai. That's category two of Torah Shebal Peh. Category three, which is the largest, the Rambam says, are all the halachas we learn out using Yud Gimel Midos. That's the largest. That's almost everything. Almost all of Torah Shebal Peh is learned out from Kavachomer, Gzeira Shava, Binyanav, Klal Prado Klal, Ribu, Miet, all of those are category three of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the biggest. Category four is Takanos, and category five is Gzeris. You didn't draw upon them, are part of Torah Shebal Peh. Those are the five categories. It says the Rambam right here in Shorash Sheni. I've already explained that category three is the largest, but don't think that those are counted as separate mitzvos. They're not. Don't think that everything that Chachamim learn out from a Hekish, oh, we got this from Moshe. No. They used the Midos, and they came up with it. Obviously, it's in the Mesorah of Moshe, but it's not directly from Moshe. V'lo gam kein nomar b'choma sheyimsa b'talmud sheyismechu alachas b'shlosh ezer Midos shu d'rabanan. No, it can still be Daraisa. You just don't count it as a mitzvah Daraisa. V'im lo yivaru zeh v'lo dibribu, if they don't call it guf Torah, or they say it's Daraisa, it's d'rabanan. But if they say that, it can even be Daraisa, even though it's not counted as one of the Yudgimel Midos. And he says, for example, Kibbutz of Aim. We spoke about that a couple of days ago. We know S. S gives some examples. S the Rabbos Achagadol. Right? Ach. Right? The S by Kibbutz of Aim includes the older brother. Is that a separate mitzvah daraisa? It's one of the 613? No. It's part of the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim. Right, it's learned as it's a drasha. Right, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, Rabbi Akiva Darshas, L'Rabos Tamidei Chachamim. You can think of it as a separate mitzvah. No, it's you learn out halachas, even didim daraisa, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be a separate one of the Yudgimel Mitos. That is the general rule, and he gives many, many examples of this, and that's why he's very upset at some of the Gaonim, who he feels made a tremendous mistake, that they counted Mrs. Drabanan, they counted many of the drashas chazal, which the Rambam didn't think you should say. For example, the Rambam says, all the mitzvahs included in Vavzor Echa Kamocha, Bikur Cholam, Menichama, Veilam, and Hacharas Zarechim, all of those, right? In Yonah Diyom, last week's Parsha, some of the Gaonim, the Baha counts them as separate mitzvahs in the 613. Hacharas Zarechim. Says the Rambam, what are you talking about? That's learned out from drashas, but it's all included in Vavzor Echa Kamocha. You don't count it separately. So these are all the examples of the Rambam, but he says that exception to the rule is our case. Bas. Because there, the Gemara says, this is Guf HaTorah. This is a separate Isser, and this is maybe one of the only ones that's counted as one of the 613. The Ramban there argues tremendously, as he always does in the Shrashim, arguing on many of the details the Rambam says. Just to mention one of his arguments. He says, you're bringing me a raya that you shouldn't count older brother as a separate mitzvah? I'll explain to you by that one. That's not a regular one. That's not a regular separate din. Honoring an older brother is not an independent mitzvah. One has a mitzvah of honoring the older brother because that's covered for the father. Covered for the father is to give honor to his bechor. That's why it's not counted separately. L'may nafkaminim, this is a discussion in the Achronim, Achol Ramam Ramban, is there a mitzvah to honor the older brother after the father dies? If it's just an outgrowth of the covenant of the father, maybe there's no mitzvah anymore. Mashenkin, if it's independent, like the Rambam seems to say, then there would be. What about, is there a mitzvah to honor only the oldest brother? Or any older brother. Again, that might be a nafkamina. Covered for the father might only be the bechor, not any of the older brothers. Either way, this is the Rambam's important Lashonos in Shoresh Beis, right here, and the Ramban argues on that, but that is number two that I wanted to mention. Number three is something that has come up in the past, and that is, we're talking about Kal Vachomer's Gzeirah Shavos here, important machlokas that we've mentioned a lot, but important to mention it again. Rashi Tosfos, Sukkah, I'm an Aleph. Is one allowed to darshan any of the Yud Gimel Midos whenever they want? If I'm one of the Chachmei Masora, if I was an Amora, if I was a Tana, am I allowed to do it? I want to make a Gzeirah Shavah. I want to make a Kal Vachomer, a Hekesh. So, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos is right there. The Gemara says there are two that everybody agrees to. The Gemara says there, Gzeirah Shavah, you need a Rebbe. Gzeirah Shavah, you can't darshan on your own, you need a Rebbe. Ein Adam Dun Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmo. So this Gzeirah Shavah right here, Bet Bas, came from a Rebbe, a Masora. On the other extreme, Kal Vachomer, you could definitely do on your own. You'll be doing your own Kal Vachomer. What about everything else? That's the Machlokas. What about Hekish? What about Klal Prado Klal? Right, all of these. So Rashi says, so lo nitan lidrash me'atzmo because you're gimel mito shebator neveshmein ela Kal Vachomer. Rashi says, only Kal Vachomer you can do yourself, all others you need a Rebbe. Tosfos has the opposite extreme. Only Gzeirah Shavah you need a Rebbe. All the other ones you could darshan on your own. That's a very important machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. How do we then, if everybody agrees though, and with this we'll finish and then we'll continue, if everybody agrees that you could only have darshan Gzeirah Shavah from your Rebbe, how could there ever be a machlokas about Gzeirah Shavah? There's plenty of machlokas about Gzeirah Shavah. So how could there be a machlokas if everybody agrees you have to get Gzeirah Shavah from your Rebbe? Meaning going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ramban, in that discussion in Shoresh Beis, if you want to look it up, it's in the Franco Sefer HaMitzvos, page Nun Gimel. The Ramban says, what does it mean that you have to have a Gzeirah Shavah from your Rebbe? What's passed down? What's passed down are only the words that are to be used for a Gzeirah Shavah. You know, the word here that you're going to use is Amar. But which Parsha do you connect this to? Which Amar? So that is flexibility. But you have to have the words passed down, because you know what, says the Ramban, it's impossible, but right, if you're going to make your own Gzeirah Shavah, so then the Torah is such a big book, oh, it says the word S here and S there. Everybody will make their own faulty Gzeirah Shavahs. It has to be that the words that are to be used are passed down. And the flexibility is just which Parsha do you connect it to. So sometimes the Gemara will say, maybe you should connect it to this Parsha because it's more similar. Maybe this Parsha because it's more similar. But the root of it is passed down from a Rebbe, the words. Which Parsha do you connect this word to? Because this word has a parallel word in three different contexts. So that is what's flexible in terms of what a person has their own creativity and their own authority to do. Okay, so this is the Isser of Erves Habas. And we go through most of the Chinuch here just talks about the Limudim. How do we learn, the Isser of Bas? That's what most of this Isser is. If you look towards the bottom, it's the second to last paragraph. Ve'evio l'rav zechorn l'vracha l'chtov d'avar zeh, ha'ikar kavua lo she'in b'chesh b'tarig mitzvahs elamashim b'furish b'kasav. The Rambam says that usually it's only what's explicit in the text. You could count for 613, as we just read. O Mashi Yomer Zecharon Lebracha Lebefereshim in a Torah. Or what Chazal tell us is Gufe Torah. Avaloko Masha Nilmad Beshlosh Esri Midos. Just because it's the Oraisa. And it's learned that from the Yigimel Midos, so it does not mean it's counted as one of the 613. Vikfar Sasar, Ramban Zecharon Lebracha, Inyan Zebarayas Buros. The Ramban, as he notes, argues on many of the examples the Rambam gives, but all of that is in Shoresh Beis, if one wants to see the original text. Again, there's a lot to discuss regarding the sugi of Ein Onshin Min Adin, what the svara for that is. If you want more, Rabbi Yosef Engel as well, and the Lekaktov's Klal Beis discusses what the svara is for Ein Onshin Min Adin. One of this, just to mention, one out of the four svaras he says is similar to what we'll talk about later in the parsha. Maybe we'll talk about Ein Onshin Min Adin later in the parsha next week, by the Shem, when we get to the Isra Molech. This is a molech. Ein Onshin Min Adin, the halacha is you only chayev from molech if you pass some of your children through fire. If you pass all of your children through fire, then you're potter. What does that make sense? All my children? So the smag there, which will Bezra will repeat this then, the smag says, if you gave all your children, you're too far gone. Forget it. Right? Misa's not going to help you. Right? It's not even going to be a kapara for you. You're too far gone. So it could be sometimes that the chomer context is so bad. So like this punishment is not going to help you. That's one of the svaras for Ein Onshin Min Adin. This is more chomer, so it's obviously aser, but maybe it's so bad that, you know, it's not going to help you. Okay, either way, that's one of the svaras for Ein Onshin Min Adin. The chinuch ends off, v'noheg yisr zeh b'chol makom b'chol zman, this isr applies always. V'yovar hazeh, if somebody violates a rachman l'slan, lives with their daughter, they're chayiv. If they live with their daughter, who is a daughter from their own wife, they might get two averas, because one is for Bas and Isha, right? We'll get to that. Then one is allowed to live with a mother and a daughter, and the other one for Bas. Either way, that is the chinuch. Okay? We will stop here.